Chapter 15, Nicholas Copernicus. Do you remember in the very first chapter of this reader, you learned that long ago, people believed that the sun moved around Earth? This seemed to make sense. Each morning at the start of the day, the sun rose in the east. At the end of the day, the sun set in the west, exactly opposite from where it had come up. To explain this change, people said the sun moved around Earth. This is what the Greeks and other ancient people believed. But you also learned in the first chapter that this was not true. About the same time that Christopher Columbus arrived in America, a man named Nicholas Copernicus was studying math and astronomy at a university in Poland. He later moved to Italy, where he also studied medicine and law. But Copernicus's real love was astronomy. He knew that since ancient times, people believed that the sun moved around Earth. Copernicus began to carefully observe and record the movement of the sun, planets, and stars. After much research, Copernicus decided that the belief that the sun moved around Earth could not be true. Copernicus's observations led him to believe just the opposite. He realized that instead, Earth was moving around the sun. He also believed that as Earth orbited the sun, it also completed a full rotation each day. All of Copernicus's ideas came from viewing space without the help of a telescope. He wrote down what he observed from a cathedral bell tower. He also used math to help him prove his point. Finally, Copernicus wrote a book explaining his new ideas about how the universe worked. His fellow scientists went to work trying to prove him wrong, but they couldn't. Most were amazed by his discovery. However, Copernicus's ideas were different from what people had believed for thousands of years. They believed that Earth and humans were the center of the universe. Many of the teachings of the church at that time were also based on this belief. Copernicus had dared to suggest that Earth was not the center of the universe. Instead, he said, the sun was at the center. Many in the church disagreed with Copernicus's ideas and spoke out against them. So his beliefs were not widely accepted while he was alive. In fact, even after Copernicus died, the church continued to argue against the view that the sun was at the center of the universe. Some scientists agreed with Copernicus's ideas. Galileo agreed with Copernicus and was punished and put in jail for a long time. Today we know, of course, that Copernicus was right. It took great courage to speak up and suggest an idea that was so different from what people had always believed. But that is how science works. Even today, scientists continue to learn new things about the universe. So our knowledge is always changing and growing.